Steve King and Johnny Putman of WGN Radio in for Steve Cochran. This would be your Black Friday. And then tomorrow, of course, Small Business Saturday, and then Cyber Monday.
Yes. We go back to, speaking of cyber, we go back to the days when we did that wildly popular segment of the show called Website Wednesday Night. We talked about everything that fell under the umbrella of cyberspace, and we started that so long ago that there were people that say, well, I don't like that segment because I don't have a computer. And then they got a computer. And then it was like, help me, hold my hand, please, I'm scared. And then it was, ooh, I feel smart because I listen to Website Wednesday Night. Well, our chief member of the Cyber Squad, we knew him when he was just a student at Alla Backwards. Talked to us on a phone that had a constant buzz. Now he's Dr. Patrick Crispin, Assistant Professor of Clinical Medical Education and Director of Educational Technology at the Keck School of Medicine of USC. He has a trifold business card.
And he still takes our phone calls.
And he's our very own Patrick Crispin. How are you, Patrick?
Good morning. Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's so nice to get you on the radio to talk about. And we had fun, didn't we, on Website Wednesday Night? Because there was always stuff to sink our teeth in.
Well, as you said, most people at the time were with their first computer. And we've actually gotten to a point nowadays where people are walking around with not one device, but three. You've got a computer, you've got your cell phone, you've got a tablet, and well, it kind of gets a little confusing. It's like, okay, what do I do with this now? How do I get this to work? So and we were there at the beginning.
And one of the amazing things is the computer technology that is in the cell phone that a lot of people have right now is far advanced from the technology that was in the desktop computers when we first started talking about it.
I saw this wonderful video a while ago where somebody showed what a desktop looked like, an office desktop in 1980. It had a fax machine and a clock and had all these things. And then somebody put a phone on the table and you saw all these different devices just go into the phone that it's like, oh yeah, we don't have fax machines anymore. We don't have clocks anymore.
Well, remember, and I do clearly recall, we had a phone call from a person, and it sounds like a joke now. Maybe they were yanking our chain, but they had pushed the little button, and the place where you put your CD, they thought was a cup holder. And remember, we were so patient, we all said, well, no, you don't want to do that. You want to put the CD in there.
But as we said for many years, you ain't born knowing this stuff.
Amen.
Exactly.
Patrick, we've got so much to talk about. First things first, you are always on the cutting edge of what's hot in technology because that's your excuse for buying the latest in technology. What excites you this year in the world of technology?
You know, the one thing that really excites me the most is virtual reality. I'm not saying that we should all go out and get the latest Google Cardboard or the Samsung Gear VR. But if you're interested in checking this out, do you remember the ViewMaster?
AMS absolutely.
All these things.
Yeah.
And
love them.
You kind of held it up to your face and it was 3D pictures. Well, Mattel has brought it back. They've got something called the Mattel ViewMaster VR. It's, depending on where you can find it, $20 to $35. And by the way, good luck finding it. This thing's going to be ridiculously popular. And it is a hard plastic version of something called the Google Cardboard Virtual Reality. And the way it works, and the reason why it's so cheap, is it doesn't come with a screen. It doesn't come with those little discs that have the pictures on it. It's using an app on your cell phone. And what you do is you snap your cell phone into this plastic looking thing that you hold up to your face just like the old ViewMaster is, and it creates virtual reality.
I'm looking at
as long as you have a newer phone, a 5 or 6 inch phone, and iPhone 5 or newer, Samsung Galaxy S4 or newer, LG G3, G4, Nexus 5 or 6, you just basically snap your phone into the ViewMaster. And you don't even have to use the ViewMaster software. You can actually use the Google Cardboard. And what it does is it kind of takes your computer screen, your phone screen, and splits it into two.
Uh-huh.
So your right eye's overlooking on one side, your left eye's looking over on the other side, and it looks like 3D virtual reality.
Now, Patrick, am I in the right place at View-Master Virtual Reality? Is that what I'm looking at?
Yeah,
okay, it's made by Mattel. The reason I'm asking is because I'm there now. I'm at my safe site. I'm going to order it during the news because I want this. I have to have this. Santa is going to be in my...
It's like...
See what you've done already.
Well,
where you get it.
I'm looking at it for $27.79, but I've got to order it quick because I know, as you said, they're going to be so popular. So we'll take a break.
I just saw this. I've been waiting for the Oculus Rift, and now that the Samsung Galaxy VR is out, it's really, really great. But if you just want to dip your toes in it and see what everybody's talking about, because this is going to be the thing that everybody's talking about, VR, in the next couple of years. You don't have to go out and spend a couple $100s. If you've got a phone, you can get this. And it really is just Google Cardboard. And do a Google search for Google Cardboard.
Cardboard,
great idea.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, for those of us who grew up with a ViewMaster to our eyes and just oohing and
eyeing.
And
thinking back to the days when we thought ViewMaster was high tech.
We did, yes. Okay, while I place my order for my Mattel ViewMaster, we're going to put Patrick on a hold. If you've got questions for him, 312-981-7200, you can join us on this segment of our show on WGN.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. 981-7200, the phone number. We're hanging out for Steve Cochran, who is, we believe, smoking a credit card. Or,
or three. Or,
who knows?
He's doing his part for the economy. He likes to get all of his Christmas shopping done today. So when he flips the calendar over for the new month, he can just breathe and come in here and relax on the
radio.
That's
right. Yes. He's such an organized man. This would be your Black Friday. A lot of people doing a lot of shopping. And Monday, Cyber Monday. And, of course, tomorrow, Small Business Saturday. And we've got some tips on some of the hot technology things you might want to check out and some tips for being safe when you go shopping for that technology. And a man who has been a part of our cyber squad for many, many years, he is the Assistant Professor of Clinical Medical Education and Director of Educational Technology at the Keck School of Medicine of USC, Dr. Patrick Crispin, is nice enough to hang out with us on a Black Friday.
And a lot of questions coming in for you, Patrick. So let's just try to, as we often did on Website Wednesday night, squeeze in as much as we possibly can. We're getting texts, too, at 312-981-7200.
But let's start with some of the basics, some ways to stay safe when you're shopping.
First and foremost, use a credit card, not a debit card. Because remember, a credit card is the bank's money. The debit card is your money. So if the credit card gets exploited or hacked or whatever, you're safe. Mm-hmm. If it's a debit card, it's going to take a long time to get that money back. So always use a credit card.
Well, also, if you're using a credit card, doesn't that give you a little more clout if there's a problem with whatever it was that you bought? Well, I'm sorry, you don't have all my money. The credit card company is maybe going to send you the money unless I call and say, no, this is a bad transaction.
Exactly. You have more rights for return. You have warranties that might come along with your credit card that are above and beyond what you would get from the manufacturer. So it's always a really good idea. The other thing to remember is that this is a time of year when scam artists end up popping up, trying to take advantage of people and trying to give you sales at these brand new store sites that haven't existed until today. Mm-hmm. So they might say, well, you can get an iPad for $3. Just give me all your credit card information. If it's a new store, it's almost always going to be fake. Stick to the trustworthy sites, the stores that you do business with online. And the other thing is, when you're typing in the address, walmart.com or apple.com, type carefully, because if you do a typo, chances are there are scammers out there who have created fake websites, simply just harvest your data and steal your personal information.
Mm-hmm. And never, ever, ever, ever click on a link from a credit card company. It could be Citibank. It could be whoever. We need to verify your information, so click on this link. No, 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 no. Call the number on the back of your credit card and say, you really need to verify this information?
And I would actually go so far to say that if you get an email from a store that says, look at this great deal we have. While you can get a new iPad for $3, I will stick with that as the fake site, and click this link. That link is almost always going to take you to a fake site. Don't ever, ever click on links in email messages. Go to the website or the store itself and search for the deal there. It's just a much better way to do it.
I have been taught by you over the years not to click on links in email, but I've got to tell you, sitting here right now, I feel guilty because when it comes to those email sale opportunities, I have the tendency to click on those.
And it turns out, those are so easy to fake and to point you to a wrong place.
I feel guilty.
One other thing you may not have thought of, if you're going to be buying things online, use the app for the store that yes. is on your cell phone. And it turns out there's an extra level of security there. So it's actually a really safer way than going through your web browser. Use the app. Don't use the browser on your cell phone. Use the app. And often there's special deals that are only available within the app. In fact, Facebook is doing some special gold box deals that you can only see in their app.
Well, and for those who say, well, I don't want to put an app on my phone, you can put it on your phone to take advantage of the added security, make that transaction, and then just take it off your phone. You don't have to keep it on there so that you're concerned that they're going to bug you with sales and coupons and stuff. Like, take it off when you're done. And it also makes doing the shopping through their app a whole lot easier because it's user-friendly on that screen.
And since we're talking about technology, you've got some tips on some ways to save money when buying technology?
Really, a couple things. Everybody knows this already, but never, ever, ever buy cables at the same place you buy your technology. The markup on those cables is so ridiculously expensive. I gave an example to my wife the other day that I needed a fiber optic cable for audio called a Toslink cable. I went to a major retailer. They were selling it for $17.19. There is a company called monoprice.com. They're actually out of Rancho Cucamonga. That same cable was
$2. So a $15 price difference.
But wait. What about the shipping?
Actually, since I live in Rancho Cucamonga, I just went to the Monoprice store at Victoria Gardens and picked it up.
Well, if I'm going to pay $12.95 for shipping, though, I might just go for the convenience. But I understand what you're saying, that there are options
But don't forget, Amazon has its own cable company called Amazon Basics. Mm-hmm. And if you go to Amazon, just search for Amazon Basics, no space, and the name of the cable that you want. You'll get it at a really good price. And if you are an Amazon subscriber, it's free shipping.
Now, are we still at a place where we should avoid service warranty contracts that we're often sold or they attempt to sell them to us?
Yeah, the issue is that new products just don't break as often as we think they're going to, and they very rarely break within the time that the warranty is in place. Mm-hmm. Your credit card's probably going to offer an extended warranty. Check on that. My recommendation, take the money you would have spent on this extended service plan, put it in a savings account, because when your device breaks, if it breaks, you're going to want to go out and not replace it or fix it. You want to go out and get a newer one. Well, guess what? Now you're halfway there with the money in the bank. If you do want to get an extended warranty, there's a company that I use called Squaretrade.com. They are actually a WGM advertiser. Didn't know that until just a few minutes ago. And they do warranties for more than just phones. You'll probably save between 50 to 90% on a warranty if you want to go to Squaretrade.com.
Okay. Well, we're talking with Dr. Patrick Crispin. We've got a lot of cyber news to cover, tips for you, and answers to your question. For example, a good question, what piece of technology should you never buy refurbished? So a listener had that question. We'll get to that and a whole lot more with Patrick.
All I want for Christmas is a real good time.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio and for Steve Cochran. And we're talking technology and some of the best buys in technology. And on the phone with us and answering some of your questions, we got a bunch of texts coming in.
Yeah.
We have the man that is the head of our cyber squad, assistant professor of clinical medical education and director of educational technology at the Keck School of Medicine of USC.
There's that fold in his trifold business card.
There was a fold in the, yes. Dr. Patrick Crispin is joining us, and we're talking about some of the technology that's available this time of the year.
And Patrick, I think this is a darn good question. A listener wants to know, what technology would you steer clear of if it is refurbished? Is there a pat answer for that?
Yeah, hard drives.
Because
the risk reward just isn't worth it. Somebody bought that hard drive and took it back for a reason. And yes, the people who are doing these repairs do really, really, really good jobs. Most things that you see that have been refurbished and certified, they're as good as new, and I would go buy them in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. But with a hard drive, I just can't risk losing the data. It's just not worth it.
Well, speaking of losing the data, can I just hold you on that for 15 seconds? There's this thing going around on Facebook. What's the most popular words that you use on Facebook? And then you get this cool little graphic that pops up, and everybody's debating about whether or not they actually use that guy's name all that often. And where are my kids? There's a privacy policy that goes with that cute little thing. And that privacy policy basically says you're giving us the right to all of your information. Right, Patrick?
Well, they've changed their privacy policy since Paul Bischoff at Comparitech called them on it. There's a Korean company called VonVon.me. They created an app that's called Most Used Words. And about 60 million people have downloaded it, put it into Facebook. And it tracks a bunch of stuff. Because what it wants to do is say, okay, what are the words that you use most on Facebook? Well, to do that, I need to see every single word you've ever posted to Facebook. Think about that. They get every post that you have. They know your history, the photos, everything. They're given the complete keys to the kingdom. They've changed their privacy policy a little bit since that, but it's one of those things where they still have the weasel words in their privacy policy saying, we reserve the right to change this at any time, and we're not going to tell you, but you just have to keep checking back on our site to see it. And if you keep using our tool, we assume that you agree to these new privacy policies. This is actually a common problem with Facebook apps, with anything that uses federated login tools like Google and Yahoo and Twitter. My recommendation is, in Facebook, click that little downward-facing triangle, top right-hand corner of Facebook, and select Settings. Click on the Apps in the left menu, and then hover over any app or game, and you can click on the pencil to see what privacy settings that are in place for that app. Or you can actually click the X and get rid of it. But just remember, you're kind of closing the barn door after the horses have left.
Yeah.
Because the apps or games may have already stored the information on their servers. And getting rid of the app doesn't change that. You have to contact the vendor and say, hey, can you delete my private information? The best way to do this is just don't give the information in the first place. When you see any of these apps that say, can I have access to everything you've ever said on Facebook? Say no.
Okay.
If you want to create your own word, word cloud, there's a website that's been out there for a long time. We educators have been using it, called Wordle, WORDLE.net. And you can copy and paste in anything you want, and it'll show you the most used words that you put in that section.
Okay. Well, Patrick Crispin is our guest. And Jim, when he heard you were on the air, he jumped on the phone. And Jim, you got a question for
Patrick? Hey, Jim.
Yes. Hi. It's so great to hear your voices.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Jim.
I miss you guys dearly.
thank you.
What can we help you with?
Well, what happened is we have two PC laptops, and they're both going on the fritz. And we're looking to replace them, and we're looking at the Surface Pro or bite the bullet and get a Mac.
The Surface Pro, actually the new Surface Pro, the brand new one, it's the kind of the expensive one, is actually a really nice computer. So my recommendation is, if you're used to the Windows operating system and the ecosystem, I'd stick with it. That said, I've been a Mac user now for about 7-8 years. I love the Macs. You're not going to find many, many deals on the Macs today at the Apple Store, but if you go to places like Target or Best Buy, you may actually see some discounts on that. And Target's doing something today with their sales where, instead of cutting the prices, they're just giving you out gift cards. So depending on what you buy and how much you buy, you may get between $25 and $250 on a gift card from Target. So I would really recommend sticking with the Surface Pro. Get the latest one. There should be a Microsoft store at one of the at the major mall near you. Go check it out. Put your hands on it first.
All right, Jim. Good luck to you. Patrick, a listener, says, what do you think of Google Chromecast? Is it safe to use, and are they gathering and sharing information?
It is absolutely safe to use. I have it. I love it. I've actually had both versions of it. And, in fact, it is on sale right now if you wanted to get the Chromecast. You can get two for $50 at Best Buy, Costco, Office Depot, Office Max, Staples. And if you want to get the old generation one of it, it's for $20 at Walmart.
Cool.
Listener has a phone, an iPhone, and an iPad, but wants a computer, has just died. I want a cheap one, small one, good one. Any suggestions?
The MacBook Air.
Oh, okay. And, okay. And again, would you? Is that something you think you could go to a Target and maybe get a deal there?
Yeah, you can get the. You can find them at Best Buy. You can find them at Target, and they're on sale today. So you'll get a really good price. But because she has an iPhone and a
iPad,
I'd recommend sticking with the Apple ecosystem on that one.
And that's the app, the Mac Pro Care.
No, it's the MacBook Air.
MacBook Air.
Actually, the MacBook Air.
That's okay. I thought there was something
there was
new out there, and I thought,
wait
a minute. Okay. I answered a question, believe it or not, and the listener just said, yay, it worked. I did this on my own. The listener said, how do you remove an app from an Android phone? I have the new LG G4. I told them you go into your settings, you scroll down to your apps, and it gives you the opportunity when you click on them, do you want to remove them? Do you really want to remove them? And apparently it worked.
See, a lot of people who are new to us may not realize that Johnny is, in fact, the Google goddess.
Well, I happen to love my smartphone. And let me just quickly say as an aside, I have the new LG G4. If you're thinking about buying it, it's a beautiful phone. Patrick, have you seen it? I mean, it's a
gorgeous, it's a gorgeous phone.
But we have Verizon, and here's a little wrinkle in the phone, and it makes me seriously think about giving up this phone and moving back to a Samsung.
And the odd thing about this is a glitch that Sprint has fixed, that AT&T has fixed,
T-Mobile.
And for whatever reason, Verizon has yet to fix this glitch.
My ringer and my notifications are tied together.
The volume.
So when I want to leave my phone ringer up at night in case my dear old dad needs to call me, my friends who play games or are on Facebook in the middle of
every
the night.
Every beep, pop,
I
squeak,
hear it.
Comes
you
through loud and clear.
You separate them, and Verizon says, oh, well, we'll get around to that. And LG is saying, oh, my bad, we did that on the G3, and we didn't fix it on the 4.
And it's so bad that this is a phone that Johnny has had for only a couple months, and we're really seriously thinking, okay, it may be a couple months and out of here. It's that much of a pain.
I'm going to give them to the end of the year to fix it, and if they don't, I have to move on. Yeah, it's too frustrating.
That can be annoying.
Speaking of moving on, unfortunately, we have to, but we should mention that Patrick and Christine are going to be flying to Chicago and joining us in the Showcase studio for New Year's Eve.
Woo-hoo!
And Patrick, in honor of your return to Chicago, we've decided that we will give you the prime position of having a microphone and wandering out onto a cold Michigan Avenue for New Year's Eve celebration.
Oh, yes. Let's put the Californians out on the street.
That's right. But, Patrick, that's because we love you. All right? Thank you for your time today. Have a good weekend.